Time now for your feedback on some of our recent programs.
Last week, we talked about a Boston Phoenix expose on the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association and the bigoted opinions that appeared in their official union newsletter, the PAC Centurion.
Here's Phoenix reporter Chris Ferrone with an example of what's in the newsletter.
I think one thing that really gets people the most is the characterization of crime victims. The 16-year-old who was assaulted by Boston police officers at Roxbury Community College is called a scumbag.
The police force seems to be recruiting the very worst types of bullies, wrote Pith Helmet at our website, radioboston.org. People cannot trust the police anymore, and it's a shame. Bad cops cause good people to turn away from the police.
Pancakeman 173 responded, "Our business is saving lives and helping people. Trust me, we're good at it. Police humor is police humor. If you don't like it, read the Globe."
Hank Mardukas disagreed. He writes, "Regardless of whether or not it's funny, when it's published, it becomes public. You can crack all the jokes you want at home, but you serve a public duty, and the PAC Centurion is a representation of you."
Yesterday, we talked with Pierre Desrochers. He's the author of a new book attacking the local food movement. Here's a small part of his defense of the global food supply.
Lower prices, more variety, less environmental impact. More globalization is the way to go, not more localization.
Cindy C.B. didn't buy Desrochers' argument. She favors imported foods and says she wouldn't want to go without them. But she writes, when food is available locally, that's when you buy it.
Quincy noted that none of this would be a problem if the cost of CO2 emissions were factored into the cost of all food. Then individual consumers who are willing to pay that actual cost could purchase whatever they want at any time of the year.
Finally, local music lovers had their say after our coverage of WGBH's move to cut back its jazz programming.
Bruce Mames wrote, "The audience aged with the format, and young people are getting jazz elsewhere. It's time to accept that music formats are in competition with the internet and iTunes. How can you defend spending donors' dollars on a format that serves only a tiny number of people?"
Whereas someone who signed in as guest wrote this, "Tragic. Eric in the Evening was one of the best on-air jazz offerings in the country. It was an art resource that made the city of Boston special."
Keep sending us all your thoughts and comments. You can find out the ways to contact us at radioboston.org.
Coming up, a sweeping overhaul of the way community colleges are governed includes a plan that ties funding to performance. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.